When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Right now, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Baldy, it is postseason with Major League Baseball. Are you caught up in the fever, or are you just still locked in on filming, on watching all that film?
Oh, I love baseball. I love October baseball. Are you kidding me? What the Mets did yesterday, the Yankees getting ready. Like, I'm going to be tuned in, but you know, in between breaking down every game here this week here. So, but I'm dialed in. What Lindor did yesterday was simply amazing. Great player. So I'm happy for the Mets right now.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're a Mets fan. You're a Long Island kid. Are you a Mets? Were you a Mets fan growing up?
Yeah. You know, you got to make that choice early in life.
Yeah.
You know, like Mets or Yankees, you know, Shea Stadium was, it felt like it was in my backyard. I mean, I was 86 Mets. I had my rally cap on now.
Nice.
You know, like I was all about it.
All right, man. Well, listen, let's jump into the football stuff. And, you know, this seems to be an early pivot point here for Aaron Rodgers and this Jets offense. First of all, what do you make of the whole cadence issue with Rodgers and Robert Saleh?
Well, all of them, all of those false starts were on third downs. Okay? So, you know, you're down on the one-yard line. You're fourth. You know, it's fourth and one. You're going for it. And your left guard jumps. You know, Breece Hall, like, why is the running back? Why is the running back jumping on a hard count? Like, okay, every once in a while, Tyron Smith, all right, your left tackle, you know, you might flinch. But your running back can't do it, and you certainly can't do it on the one when it's your only chance to really score a touchdown all day. Like, I don't know. Like, something's not, like, you know, the quarterback always reminds him, hard count here. And we used to say, like, you know, you got to hold your water, right? That was the football phrase. Hold your water, hold your water. Like, how in the world are you jumping down there? You're trying to get them to jump five times. It's just flawed. It's just a flawed process right now.
Well, didn't you think it was pretty telling? Because in the postgame press conference, you know, he was asked about maybe dialing down the cadence. And he said, well, you can also hold guys accountable. I mean, that's a pretty direct shot at the coach.
It is. It totally is. A lot of things have to be looked at the coach here. Like, and that for sure is one of them. Like, you work on this stuff. You talk about it. You practice it. You have to get it enforced from the top down. This is a part of our offense. We're going to get these guys to jump. We're going to get 39. It's going to be 3rd and 4. We're going to get them to jump. It's Aaron Rodgers. That's what he does. Like, I don't know. I think it's a direct shot because the last thing Aaron Rodgers wants to do is take away from some of his strengths. He's already struggling enough in the passing game with guys not being where they're supposed to be. Like, at least in a game where, you know, a field goal decides it, you know, those five-yard penalties, and there was five of them, false starts, five. I don't know if I've seen anything like that this year. Like, I think that's a direct shot to the coach.
Can this team, Baldy, win in spite of their head coach?
Well, everything starts there, you know. I don't know if they have enough leadership, you know, enough talent to do it. Your coach has to put you in positions, has to make some strong decisions. He's not calling plays. Jeff Ulbrich is, you know, like Nathaniel Hackett is. Like, he's got to be, I don't know, like sometimes I just want to see a coach when a guy jumps off sides on the 1 yard line. I wouldn't mind seeing Rex Ryan jump in a guy's face. Like, this can never, like, I just think you have to, like, get in guys' faces. You have to let them know on the sideline, whether it's a Bill Parcells glare, a Rex Ryan, like, bump in the chest. Like, you can't let this stuff just slide right now.
Yeah. Well, Baldy, here's the biggest issue. It's on Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, BT and Sal on the Fan. The biggest issue is that if Saleh starts to do that, it's not really authentic to who he's been so far. Once you establish who you are, how do you change who you are?
Well, that's a fair point, and I don't disagree with that. You know, he's not, he doesn't look like he's, you know, real hands-on. Maybe things get said, you know, in the locker room and in practice and things like that. But game day is when it's all about, I know you got to control some emotions and things like that, but to lose that game, like that on Sunday. Like, you can't just sit and watch that, to me. Like, there has to be some level of reaction from your coach that things have to get fixed in real time. And they're not. And it's disturbing to any Jet fan. Like, forget about what I say or what you say. I mean, Jet fans are looking at the same thing, going, why is this stuff still going on here, you know, in week four of this league right now?
And then, how's it going to get fixed? Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I mean, I know we're only 4 weeks in, Baldy, but the Jets' schedule does not get any easier moving forward here. Is this team maybe not what many expected them to be? What are you looking at this team's ceiling right now?
Well, I mean, we just turned the page to October. I mean, September's the new August. If they get the issues in the passing game fixed, that would help. But they're not, you know, to see Breece Hall struggle like he struggled, that's not supposed to happen. He's not. I mean, you brought in three new offensive linemen. You drafted one in the first round. I know Denver's got a good defense, but no running back should go 10 carries and gain 4 yards. And he doesn't look like he has any idea where the hole is, if there is a hole. Like, he's tripping on his feet behind the line of scrimmage. He looks terrible. This is supposed to be the strength of your team. Braylon Allen looks like a better answer. So, to answer your question, there's time they play a very, very sound Minnesota team that's very well coached on both sides of the ball. They, you know, this is, you know, I'm sure Sam Darnold's fired up about all this, you know. But, you know, he'll block all that out. But this, you can go to London this week, and if they leave Thursday night, they get there Friday morning, if somehow they get C.J. Mosley back and they run the ball against this Minnesota team, which is very good defensively, and they win a game, you know, it's a week-to-week league. You can get right back to where you think you should be with a win against a very sound football team right now.
Yeah, I did want to ask you one thing about Sam before we get to the Giants in Seattle as well. It's over to Baldy here, BT and Sal. So have you seen Sam Darnold just clean a bunch of stuff up, or is he thriving because of the concepts? Why is he playing so well?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's excellent coaching by Kevin O'Connell, but I think he got a taste of it in San Francisco last year, watching Brock Purdy play and watching Kyle Shanahan, that organization, game plan week to week to week, and the talent they had. He comes to Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, comes from the same system. He's got a very good offensive line, an elite running back, the best receiver in football, and they game plan like crazy. And the defense has been outstanding. So, I mean, Sam is sort of you know, a product of everything around him, but I don't want to take anything away from Sam. He's making one good throw, one good read, one good decision after another, and he's played four excellent games in a row right now.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking about Brian Baldinger, as we do every Tuesday at 12:40. Giants lost a tough one Thursday night against the Cowboys. You want to rehash that before we move ahead here, Baldy, to the Seahawks game with the Giants. What'd you think of the Giants? They coming up short kicking field goals all night long Thursday against Dallas.
Well, look, I mean, they took four deep shots in the game. They came up 0-for-4. We know which ones they were. Even the opening series of the game, Malik Nabers has double-moved a corner, Andrew Booth. Well, look, he's a practice squad player. Like, it's a home run. The safety is on the other side of the field, and Daniel, like, he underthrows him. He's got to stop to turn around and catch it. It's 31-yard gain. You'll take it, but that should be a touchdown. We saw Jamison Williams go 70 last night. You hit a guy like that in stride, he's going to score. You know, and then you get Slayton, you know, down the field off, you know, the defense is offsides. It's a free play, and you underthrow the ball. Like one of those four deep shots, if you connect on any of the four, the Giants probably win that game. Now, he completed a lot of, you know, high percentage of throws. You know, he got the ball out of his hands. The offensive line pass protected very well against Micah Parsons. That wasn't an issue, and it has been in the past. But you got it. You got to hit those deep shots in this business right now. Those are chances to, you know, to make it a different game. And I thought that's on DJ right there. He's got to hit one of those four that he missed.
Yeah. It's really hard to get a sense of who the Giants are because I think all their opponents are a little off from what we thought they would be. Minnesota's better than we thought that they would be, so the Commanders. You know, Browns are worse, Dallas a little worse. Like, you know, four games on film, can the Giants string something together and, you know, rip off some wins and hang around? Or is this just kind of another season going nowhere? Early read, but what's your early read on that?
Well, I think this is going to be a big test in Seattle. They're coming off a short week where they didn't play well defensively at all. Jared Goff went 18 for 18 in that game. They couldn't stop them. They gave up six touchdowns. And that they hadn't seen anything like that. Now, they're not a complete team by any stretch, but they can flat out score. You're going to have your hands full defensively against Geno Smith and those two backs and the receivers. So that's going to be a challenge for the secondary. Because DK can beat anybody in this league. And Jackson Smith and Jigba and Tyler Lockett, they're good. But defensively, you know, they've got some question marks now. I mean, you got to run the ball against them. You got to shorten the game. You can't turn the ball over against them. You got to handle the atmosphere. A lot of the stadium in the league.
Let's try to fix that here, guys. A little issue with the connection there.
Yeah, you can let Baldy if we were almost done anyway. It's a bad line there. I don't know what the heck was going on with that. Maybe Hoff trying to clean that up. The only other thing I was going to ask him is what, and I'd be curious to get his take if he is on the line. If not, we'll just get him next week. What he thinks is the number one thing that is holding the Giants back from being a team that can legitimately compete with, let's say, Seattle this week. Is it the play of the quarterback, or is it the lack of talent on the roster? We've discussed that many different times, but with Baldy obviously being the expert that he is, you know, we'll get an answer for that as we go on here. But either way, it's going to be, how many must-win games can we have for the Giants? They need to respond. If they want to have any kind of season, BT, you got to be able to win this game against Seattle. I just don't think they have the firepower to do it.
It's a tough ask, you know, but his point, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I always get the impression if you were to ask him the question that you just posed to me, I think it's probably, you know, if Jones can connect on a couple of downfield throws, it changes everything
for him.
But
that's kind of the point. It is on the quarterback. Yep. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. We'll take a quick break, come back, more of your calls on the Mets and the celebration yesterday, and of course, looking ahead tonight, playoffs, wild card series, game one in Milwaukee.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.